Yeah, in the second half we were, especially after the first goal, which gave them and their supporters, like, they settled, you know, when they start to play with much more, let's say, not composure, but freedom in that game. And then when they scored the second one, of course it is then what happened usually in their kind of games is that you can create something, but every counter attack, every time you lose the ball, you are like almost, it's almost 100% chance for them because they stay up, they take a risk and all that. They let you create a little bit, but if you make a mistake or whatever, then and it's like, it's very difficult. So they deserve to win, and I agree with you when you say that tonight, especially in the second half, especially after the first goal, we were outclassed.
First half, I thought in particular, Jose Font, James
We're good.
Collins were absolutely superb.
Yes, I agree with you. We defend not only two of them, not only the last line of the defense, but the whole team as a unit. We defended really well, and then we were good in the first half an hour of the game on the ball. We created some good opportunities. We had some free kicks, corners, and I think, and all that. We were very active. But then last 10, 15 minutes of the first half, we started to lose the ball too early, which gave them not great chances. But we were deeper and deeper. You know, if they have the quantity of attacks all the time, then it's no good. You don't want it. You want to break it. Fortunately, second half started the way first half finished, and but we were hanging on until the goal. But then after the goal, it is difficult to come back. And we knew it's going to be like that if they scored the first goal.
Finally, from me, wearing my hat as a journalist and also a supporter of the football club, should I be worried? I mean, 5 points between West Ham and the bottom three, two enormous games coming up. Are you worried?
Look, there's no point of saying now we are not worried or whatever. We are looking in front. We are in that situation, and I didn't hope, but I said that only it's it. I said then it wasn't finished. You know, when some people thought maybe we are definitely safe and all that, we didn't expect five defeats on a trot, but we are in that situation now, and there's no we have to be realistic. We have to be positive. It's not being negative to say that. It's being realistic. We are in that position. That's what I said to the players after the game. Very disappointed that we can live. This is Arsenal. You know, they are in crisis and all that, but this is Arsenal. But what we have to prepare ourselves as a game. And again, no Sunderland, no after Sunderland or whatever. There's one game, and that is Swansea, home, massive game for us on Saturday. Massive game for them. They are 5 points behind us, and we want to make it 8 points behind us. To be fair, it's going to be extremely difficult. They lost tonight, and they were winning the whole game, to be fair, but we have to beat.
How do you stay positive? How do you keep people at the club positive? How do you actually keep the fans positive? Because they could get very nervous in that stadium on Saturday.
And they will be. And they will be. I mean, make no mistake, but they also know the situation that we are in now, and they. We're expecting a very nervy game, make no mistake about it, but we had a few of them this season against Hull and Burnley at home. And we got, in the moments of those games, the crowd on our side with determination, with everything, with spirit, with quality, with the willingness to win the game. And that's what we have to do. And because the crowd is very honest, they want to see you really wanting things and doing everything for that, and we have to do it.
They will believe in you, but I wonder, do the players believe that? Do you believe in the players that they've got everything that they need? They need that Croat spirit, as you might say.
Yes.
Dig them out.
Yeah, we need. Yeah, we have that. We have the spirit. We didn't have a great game tonight. We are nowhere near a good spell. We have five defeats in a row. You know, and but now it's time to react. And nobody's going to do that apart from us. And we have to get that confidence back. It's not easy to get the confidence back. You can say, I believe in you, or they believe in them, and come on, guys, come on, guys. But you know that you lost five games. But we have to force it. And we have
it's not easy, though, is it, forcing it? You know that as a former player as well.
Yeah, but there's no other way from that. And there's no way around it or whatever. You have to do it. And now is the time. In the difficult times, you see the great characters. I mean, it's easy to be the skipper. It's easy to be the manager. It's easy to be part of the club when you're winning. Now it's tough days and you have to show it. And I'm sure and I know that starting with me, we have enough strong characters here in the club. And we're going to do it.